Welcome to IdeaGen TV. Today we have with us Sharon Hildebrandt, Vice President for Strategic Alliances at Hitachi Solutions North America. Sharon, welcome.
Thank you, George. Great to see you.
You know, Sharon, always great to see you, especially because you are literally at the cutting edge of so many elements of innovation. And that's what I'm excited today about for our global audience, to hear more from you directly about all of the incredible work that you're doing at Hitachi Solutions. And I'd love to start by asking you if you could kindly share a little bit about yourself, as well as your role and responsibilities at Hitachi Solutions.
You bet. As the Vice President of Alliances for Hitachi Solutions North America, my job is to ensure that our partnerships with our companies and other organizations are mutually beneficial and aligned with regards to going to market, co-selling, and profitability. I used to have been in technology and sales for 30 years, so, and in this role for about 17 months. And I used to say that my target customer were the Fortune 1000 companies of the world. But now, as VP of Alliances, my customers internally are every single customer-facing Hitachi individual, and externally, the people that we go to market with and co-sell with in our partner ecosystem.
Well, that sounds like a very broad and very important role. And could you tell us a little bit more off that question about exactly what does Hitachi Solutions do?
Sure. Hitachi Solutions is one of the very few system integrators that is 100% dedicated to the Microsoft platform. We don't work on any competing platforms. We also deliver solutions across all three of Microsoft's clouds. This includes delivering value-led projects in the dynamic space, solving complex data and application development problems, leveraging Azure, and helping customers elevate their data with advanced analytics, data science, and it's most fun to tout that we have with the greatest number of MVPs in the power platform space. Our new initiative is helping customers accelerate their adoption of technology with the Power Apps family.
You know, that is incredibly inspiring, especially with all of the accelerated innovation that we've seen take place with the pandemic and now the emergence out of the pandemic. Your role obviously became even more critical and mission critical for a lot of companies across the world, including obviously North America, because we're at this cusp again of this technological revolution. And with your unique line of sight and vantage point, how would you say you and your team and your partners are working together to create this epic scale to deliver on the innovative technology solutions?
Sure. George, I can't say enough about our partner ecosystem being our lifeline. And it's something that we're grateful for every single day. With Microsoft being our largest and most strategic partner, we make sure that we are delivering value within all levels of the company. And what value is defined by us is accelerating and supporting co-sell motions so we all can lock arms and find new customers and bring new ideas to them. And then co-marketing, especially with the pandemic, everyone has digital fatigue and there's a lot of challenges around how to capture the eye and the interest and of the customer and keep them excited about wanting to use technology and innovation to solve their biggest problem. So with Microsoft and then also our ISV community, we have an extensive, we're just pushing 50 members now of different ISV partners. We strategically co-sell and co-market with them. And then we also with those partners, those ISV partners, we are co-developing consulting offers specific to industries or specific to solving a certain problem. And we're leveraging the Microsoft Marketplace to launch them.
Incredible. And, you know, we saw recently that Hitachi Solutions just recently announced the Digital Compass Business Strategy. What is the Digital Compass Business Strategy and how does that impact your global, partner network?
We are extremely excited about our Digital Compass offering and believe it's going to be a game changer for Hitachi Solutions going forward. What Digital Compass is a new approach and a new service to helping a customer on their digital transformation path. It is unique as it helps our customers take their digital strategies and bring them to reality. And it begins by identifying a customer's what we call digital maturity place. And this is used, this digital maturity place is used as a target to create solutions, solve problems, and deliver value, not only to our customers, but to our customer's customer. Much happier with that one.
Wow. You know, in this, you're describing an epic journey, a journey combined with the endpoint of implementation. And that's a powerful recipe for changing the world, right? And especially as we're looking at the emergence, as we discussed a bit earlier, out of the pandemic. And Sharon, I know you know this, but in every interview, I like to mention, because we're, you know, just big fans of the 17 global goals of the United Nations. And these 17 global goals that were unanimously agreed to by all 193 member states of the UN, including the United States of America. And what you're describing is the journey as well, that technological journey that will help make these goals possible, achieving these goals by 2030. It wasn't very long ago, in the beginning of 2020, that we were looking at the beginning of the 10-year span to achieving the goals, that decade. Who knew a few months after that beginning of 2020 that the world would literally change overnight? But yet, together with Hitachi Solutions, Microsoft, and so many other companies, the ball has been moved further down the field to achieve these goals. In some ways more accelerated, sure, in some ways perhaps we've fallen behind, but the technology, what you're working on, is fundamental to helping to, first of all, understand where the shortcomings are across the world, and then to filling those gaps to achieve those goals. So I wanted to take a moment to commend you and Hitachi Solutions for keeping that goal, those 17 goals, front and center, and helping to achieve those goals. If they're achieved, it will be in large part because of the incredible efforts of yourself and all of your colleagues at Hitachi Solutions, and of course, Microsoft. And so as we emerge out of this era, this moment in time, that maybe for the first time, the entire planet experienced the same calamity at the same time, we are thinking about this new normal and what it means for not only your customers, but for Hitachi Solutions. How can you describe that for us?
So this pivot, this shift you're talking about is, you know, you think about world post-pandemic. I've already started to see personally as a Hitachi Solutions employee, the impact within our organization is the pandemic forced everyone to kind of take a pause and think about what's truly important to them. You know, where Hitachi Solutions takes compassion and we overlay that with innovation, that's the real magic. And it's not BS, it's part of our culture. We care deeply about our employees, our partners, and our customers. And we hear the word vulnerable used a lot more now than ever. And I think people being more open and more comfortable with that word is helping us to connect on different levels, build more trust. And ultimately, once things start to open up, I'll run to, I think, leverage that trust and those stronger relationships and run to more innovative programs and ideas that are going to support doing good while doing well. I had the opportunity to talk to our president, because I think this is a very important topic, what you're bringing up, and grabbed a few, little quote from him that I'd like to share. When I asked him what his impressions were going to be post-pandemic and the impact on the company, he had a number of great things that he mentioned. He shared that he believes that post-pandemic, we're going to see great opportunities to expand our employment base and broaden and diversify our team as remote work creates new opportunities. You talk about innovation, people didn't have a choice. We had to figure out a new way of doing business and to manage our families and keep everyone healthy. And not saying that there's ever good that comes out of something like COVID, but it definitely has driven people to think out of the box. Tom Glapos, our president and COO, went on to say, greater disparity between the haves and have-nots will drive significant social issues and demands for companies to engage and make a difference. I knew that you would like that one. Digital becomes the norm, led by customer engagement and experience, and the pace of change will continue to accelerate. So I think that does a great job of encapsulating where our company's at, what we think as we enter into what you call the new world.
You know, Sharon, you know, taking the passion and overlaying that with the innovation, I mean, that notion alone, combined with the quotes of your president at Hitachi Solutions and the work that you're doing, that we know that you're doing, that's helping to move the needle to help what we call it simply changing the world. And this is not an easy task, but you're up for the challenge and you're actually doing it. And for that, we want to say thank you. Thank you for taking time. Thank you for the inspiration. And thank you again for changing the world. If we were to ask you, what is one takeaway that our global audience should be aware of, and how can they find out more information about your work at Hitachi Solutions, what would that be?
This is one of my favorite questions. The last one was fun to answer. This one's even more fun to answer. As when I took the role 17 months ago at Hitachi Solutions, the role of alliances, I created four pillars. And they were meant to manage our partner ecosystem. But an additional pillar that I added is centered on corporate social responsibility. And this year, I'm accelerating building out that pillar and connecting our partners and our customers to socially responsible agendas. We are specifically looking for .orgs that have an alignment with the 17 sustainable goals that you mentioned, and specifically goals around equity, gender equity, inequality, and education. We want to take the resources, the blessings, the gifts that we have, and we want to not only share those externally via the Alliance Corporate Social Responsibility pillar, but we want to bring in our ISV partners and then invite our customers to join us as well. It doesn't get better than when you can invite a customer to share a joint mission around something socially responsible. And we've already started to do this. Our first partner, first ISV partner, Avalara, has a community called Women of Avalara. And we have united them with a community that Hitachi Solutions has called Kansai Women. Both communities are designed to provide support and leadership development internally within our organizations, but now we want to give back and we're looking to reach out. So we recently aligned with a new nonprofit that was started in Chicago called the WIT Mission. And the WIT Mission is focused on providing access to technology, technology education, technology inspiration to young women who live in disadvantaged communities that don't have the resources to actually get hands-on training, mentorship, and skilling. So it's the first time that Hitachi's been able to pull in a partner and connect to a .org. And if you are interested and aligned with one or more of the UN 17 sustainable goals, please contact me. Let me know. Love to have a conversation.
Sharon Hildebrand, Vice President, Strategic Alliances at Hitachi Solutions. Thank you again. What is a website people can find out more about, or how can they find you?
Sure, absolutely. So Hitachi Solutions.com to learn more about our company overall and the programs that we offer. You can also contact me on LinkedIn. Seek me out, Sharon Hildebrand on LinkedIn, or I'm simply shildebrand@hitachisolutions.com if you'd like to contact me via email directly.
Sharon Hildebrand, Vice President, Strategic Alliances, changing the world, global leader and luminary, as we like to say. Thank you.
Thank you.